You are listening to WUVT FM Blacksburg.
This is Master Shake of the Aqua Teen Hunger Force, so I think I know what I'm talking about when I tell you, you better listen to this radio station. I don't want you touching this dial. Don't move it ever again. Consider it fused. I am the master, and I know what I'm talking about. Now keep it here, dummy, unless you're really dumb.
Come. close to those who reach out for it. So reach out for it. Reach out for it.
One, two, new death cassette idea.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
We did it, so can you.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
When I'm falling, It's food. Thank you. Some thoughts from Strong Bad.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station.
That was The Fish Was Delish, and we heard track 6, It Made Quite a Dish. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on.
College radio can pretty much be summed up in 5 words. Dead air. Dead air.
Okay, I am out of here for today. But first up is an hour of chanting.
Before the land, before time, there was a time before land, when the world was just slime, and Krongu was the brand. Yes, Krongu green sludge was the popular item. There might have been better sludges, but no one ever tried them. Bought and sold by the platter, green slime by Krongu. It was the most popular matter. It was the most popular hue. It was from sea to sea. It was from dawn to dark. It had thoroughly cornered all of the market. All other colors were in absentia. Back in BC 10 zillion, there was no puce or magenta or chartreuse or cerulean. No red, yellow, or blue. Well, to put it properly, there was green slime by Krongu. It was a total monopoly. If you'd bought stock in Narrow, for a while it would have skyrocketed. It would have been mucho dinero that you would have stood to have pocketed. But if you missed out on that ship, then you have my sympathies, kid. 'Cause Krongu's value dipped as those slimy seas did. And land started to pop up in dribs and drabs at a time. And creatures started to hop up from the oceans of slime. Krongu's grip started slipping with this slew of innovations. There was now competition from some new corporations. There are so many styles, and it all seemed so nice. These millions of aisles of life's merchandise. Some tiny, some giant. Some could chirp, some could buzz. Rebellious or compliant, with scales, feathers, or fuzz. Some were stupid as turnips. Some were lowly as corals. Some had high-minded concepts, dreams and ideas and morals. Some were fanged, some were toothless. Some were sweet, some were salty. They were popular but useless. They were pretty but faulty. Yes, I guess I got fleeced. I got baited and hooked by each dream and each beast. A it didn't work as good as it looked, 'cause each one crapped out and broke. Built to last, forget it. Get a refund, that's a joke. You can't even exchange for store credit. Someone do some muckraking, an expose, a news tip-off. This whole store is a heartbreaking, fraudulent ripoff. Forget friends, family, dreams, hearts, trees, birds, dogs, snakes. Forget you, forget me. It's just cheap stuff that breaks. And in the land after time, and the time after land, they'll just roll out the slime into the most trusted brand. When push comes to shove, it'll be Krongu. No dismissals, no disbarments, no more tears, no more love, no more crew of disposable varmints. 'Cause before the land, before time, there was a time before land, when the world was just slime, and Krongu was the brand. Yes, Krongu green sludge was the popular item. There might have been better sludges, but no one ever tried them.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help.
To help solve hunger in southwestern Virginia and to find your local food bank, contact feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
About something. catch a glimpse of a bird's eye. Stoic stance and stoic cry. Filling mason jars with fireflies. Nature's glowing. Unearthing worms from a flower bed. Not too soft, but not too hard. Collecting visions in my brittle head. Happy slumber. Light would miss you. Almost gone for the night. Until another light emerges. Alley cat behind the garbage can. I bet you'll never catch him. Chase him up and down the alleyway. Faster feline. The holding hands I heard young Colin say. Are you with me? Down to Cotton for the games we play. Tonight. Life, the life, the life. Endless summer. Miss you. Almost gone for the night. Until another life emerges. Left inside.